Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life.
I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Schaefer.
My boy's waking smart.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Welcome back in, 10 o'clock hour of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer with you this morning. No Mike Schaefer. He will return tomorrow for the final 2 days of Happer and Schaefer. That's right, the final 2 days. Dan on the text line says, good luck in your new career as the Husker women's basketball announcer / special teams coach. Well, we're talking a lot on the football staff about, you know, trying to make one guy do two roles, or how are you going to manage three coaching spots with only two options, you know, two openings, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe they would consider special teams coach / women's basketball public address announcer. I come in a bargain. I promise. Also, I like this one from Dusty, who says, hey, Happer, yeah, it sucks. You're leaving. We wonder where we're going because it feels like we know you. Once again, that's an incredible compliment. Probably can't say, but I was wondering if you're going pro and kick the can. Maybe. I can't say. I'm not at the liberty to say. But I do love kick the can! And I'm glad if there's one thing, there's a lasting legacy, it's that I introduced a whole bunch of people around here to kick the can. Rico, what was the context of that? What was the circumstance of that? I said kick the can one day, and was it Schaefer and Tab? They were both confused about what it was.
We were talking about you being an old man for some other take you had. And then you started mentioning kick the can. What? I don't. Was that you? Yeah. And then me and that was when Ravi was here.
It was Ravi.
We started doing old man voices.
That's right. Yeah. Kick the can. You guys don't know about kick the can. Apparently, you didn't have a child.
No, we knew about kick the can. We just didn't grow up in the 60s.
How old do I look?
Not like that, but your takes are 60s.
Occasionally. Yeah. So what? I love kick the can. Maybe it was a little bit of the 60s in my neighborhood in 2001.
You love kick the can and you love stick hoop.
Stick ball.
Get a stick and a hoop. We rolled it down the hill.
Yeah, man. There's something to that. We didn't really do much. We made do with what we have. There was a forest.
Played telephone with a can and a string.
Yes. Yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. You name all the things that they did in the 60s as children. I probably did it in 1997.
You just kicked rocks around?
Yeah.
honestly, that's pretty fun still today. Yeah. But
throw a ball against a wall. You ever throw a ball against a wall?
I have. It's fun.
I love throwing a ball against the wall.
My daughter has a bunch of bouncy balls. I just throw them against the wall. My wife hates it.
Throw them against the wall.
She's like, please stop. It's very loud. I'm like, yeah, but it's fun.
I would go to the side of my house. The side of my house was like concrete. And I would go to the side of my house, like full baseball uniform, and with my glove, like act like I was pitching in a game, and just throw baseballs up against the wall for hours.
My grandma had a brick wall in her backyard that like kind of like separated the yards where there was, you know, one yard and then like a higher yard.
Yes.
And I took some chalk and I made an outline of what I believed to be a perfect strike zone. And I would stand back to what I believed was the exact distance, which definitely was not. And I would throw a baseball and try to keep it in the strike zone.
Ours was just like I didn't chalk it on the wall. I just did the cinder blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw it in there.
Yes.
That was a strike zone.
That works.
If it missed, it was a ball. So, yeah, that and kick the can, little flashlight tag.
Never played that.
That was a great game.
Capture the flag?
Less of that, I think.
Red Rover?
Less of that. Maybe some Red Rover, yeah. Just general riding bikes, you know.
Just kicking a ball that you didn't, it wasn't like you were playing soccer, you were just kicking a ball.
Just there was a ball and you just had to do something with it.
Yeah, you just kicked it. You know, if it went somewhere, you were celebrating for some reason.
Yeah, kick it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Climbing trees for random reasons.
I feel like that's normal. I feel like that's normal. You guys made me feel old for it.
No, it was normal. It's just the fact that you were like, I loved kick the can and playing in the forest. Like, you grew up in the city. You were a homeless old man. That's what it was.
That's what I did. All right? That's what I did.
Because you were like, oh, yeah, we stayed out there for so long.
Would you like to react to the moments of the year?
Sure.
All right.
As long as Nick doesn't get mad at me.
So this was really... Oh, yeah, Nick. Sorry. Rico's going to be on this segment. So, hey, it's my last week, okay?
Yeah.
All right? I have to play that card a whole bunch this week. So... I wanted to do this. It's the last week of the year. Everybody does some sort of retrospective on the year, a top 10 list, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought back, there were some actual real moments this year where we felt like either A, it was like this, it's going to happen today. Like we felt like that a few times. These are included in there. It's a very tricky year though, because almost 100% of the time, immediately after that exact moment was the moment of sheer pain.
Like destruction.
The worst possible thing that could happen, it happened immediately after it. So I felt like the best way to track this was I based it off of ESPN's win probability.
Oh, no.
In the game.
Okay.
What do you think Nebraska's highest win probability in a game was that they lost?
Michigan State.
Close. That's second.
Oh. Not Oklahoma, not Michigan.
People forget about this one because...
Not Wisconsin because they never led in that game.
Never led.
Minnesota?
You almost got there.
Iowa.
Iowa. We'll get to that. Okay.
I don't want to talk about that one.
We'll get to that.
I forget about that game.
So moment number one. This is in no particular order, but these are some of the ones that stood out to me. Follow along if you agree. Or if you want to throw any others in there, 402-464-5685. Nebraska caps off a 9-play, 75-yard touchdown drive that took up the last 4 minutes of the third quarter against Oklahoma.
Mm.
Adrian Martinez punches in a touchdown run from the 4-yard line. He does his patented,
fist
yes!
with the ball.
And I remember sitting here in the studio that day and saying, holy crap, it's a 4-quarter game. Because there was 8 seconds left in the third when Adrian scored the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that touchdown made it 14-9. Do you remember what happened the very next second?
Was that the... blocked extra point returned for two?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extra points blocked. Taken back. I don't think that was, weirdly, I don't think that was Nebraska's highest win probability even in that game at that moment.
That hurts.
Because like it moved around. It never got that high for Nebraska. Oklahoma, let's see.
Did they ever have over 60?
Yeah, that No, Nebraska never. They never had over 50.
Okay.
In that game, I think their Oklahoma's lowest win probability in that game was 74.7, and that was still in the first half.
I would take 74.7.
So I didn't take the win probability for that one. But that was a great moment, right? It was like, oh man, we got a four quarter game, and
we
This. After that, after that game, I was like, I feel good about where this is at right now.
Yeah,
right.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, I did, and maybe not everybody kind of took it that way, but you went punch for punch with Oklahoma, whatever that means. I thought that was significant on that day.
And that was before Spencer Rattler got benched, and everybody was like, oh, he's not that good.
At that point, the Illinois game was becoming a memory. Not quite a distant memory, but you're getting there. You're starting to put
you're
it
trying
in the
past. To forget it.
That leads us to the very next week. When Nebraska heads out on the road and they play Michigan State, everything's going great.
Fantastic.
With the exception of Adrian Martinez has a broken jaw. The offense is kind of being pieced together, but somehow they score a go-ahead touchdown to go up 20-13.
They don't allow a first down.
20-13 in the fourth quarter, and then Michigan State has a quick three and out on the ensuing possession, which is at this point raises Nebraska's win probability to 93.6%.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And then, you know, we're talking about Michigan State being on offense. So Michigan State has to give the ball back to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And I think there's about 7 minutes left in the game at this point. Quick three and out. Punt. Punt return taken back for a touchdown. And at that point, it's only 20-20, right? You're still.
Yep.
It was crazy to kind of track that one. You know, we all had to live it. So, you know, 93.6%. After Peyton Thorne gets sacked on third down and Michigan State has to punt from their own 14-yard line.
If that would have been 0.1% higher, we would have won that game.
Even after the punt return, when Michigan State ties it up at 20, even at that exact moment, Nebraska's win probability is 86.8%.
Yeah, the defense is playing lights out. I mean, the offense, is, as you said, is being pieced together, so they're trying to figure out how to really score points, but at least the defense isn't allowing anything.
Yeah, and then it falls off quite a bit right before they ultimately head to overtime. But that was a moment of the year right there. I waited. Kind of didn't feel like it was going to happen. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know what? I think it is. We should have enough here.
Yep.
We have enough of a buffer. We're up by a touchdown. And we got the football back. We should be good. There's no real conceivable way that we lose this at this point.
Yeah. Surprise, there is.
The inconceivable. This one is not followed by a horrible, excruciating moment, but it's Adrian Martinez hitting Samari Toure on a 70-yard pass in the first play from scrimmage against Northwestern.
Oh,
that night was really, really great. I mean, Nebraska could do no wrong. They were getting everything.
That moment was when everybody came together and thought, all right, this is what the Scott Frost offense is supposed to look like. This is what it's going to be like. Not the rest of the season.
Not really. But I mean, they just hit that big play. But then that night was.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
But just like
the
starting.
Because it was a big Gant night?
Yeah, starting the game with that big play. I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is possible? Like, okay, I got you.
That was the big Gant night. And they won 56-7. That one is not immediately followed by disaster.
Oh, the next game.
This one, so we fast forward a couple more weeks. Nebraska has beaten Northwestern, and now in the very next game you have Michigan at home. People may remember this game. Michigan, by the way, in the college football playoff.
College football playoff.
Yep. People may forget that. The moment from this one. Nebraska caps off an 8-play, 75-yard drive. They had to convert multiple third downs. Mm-hmm. Had a great catch, I think, from Austin Allen there. Midway through the fourth quarter to take a 29-26 lead on number 9 at the time and eventually college football playoff-bound Michigan, raising their win probability to 69.4%. Michigan then ties the game on their ensuing possession on a field goal, 29-29. Nebraska has two possessions left in the game after this. One is a fumble by Adrian Martinez, and one is the drive where the time just expired.
Yeah,
the game ended. They ran out of time. They couldn't get into field goal position, and they end up losing the game. But that was another one where it felt like tonight's the night. And there was a lot of signs in that game that led to tonight's the night. Mm. It was not the night.
And everybody wanted to blame the third quarter to fourth quarter, not tradition, but light show for giving Michigan juice.
Dumb. Stupid.
They're like, you had the lead. Why would you do that? I'm like, no, you have the lead. That's exactly why you do that.
Stupid. Very dumb.
No, you juiced them up, and then they got excited, and then they won the game.
It's not. Shut that's up. Not what
That's
happened.
Not how this works.
It's not what happened.
That's how any of this works.
Next up, this one this one didn't feel as good as the other ones, but Nebraska ties the game at 28 with 6.5 minutes to go against Wisconsin. They're number 15 at the time. Mm-hmm. Nothing really huge to report in terms of like win probability here. It never got that dicey for Wisconsin. But after Nebraska did tie the game, Wisconsin's win probability dropped to 56.3. That was their lowest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't feel like Nebraska was ever going to get over the top and win that game.
No.
But, you know, you were one kind of mistake away in Nebraska.
Yeah, you were thinking if you can turn over Michigan at some point, you've got this game, maybe.
Right.
But they did what Wisconsin does, and they kept hammering away.
Soul crusher drive.
With their 17-year-old.
Soul crusher drive. Yeah, it happens.
Did you know he was 17?
I heard that. Hmm. Ivan Udrago was mad about that.
How dare they?
We call our people young. And the piece de resistance, the absolute masterpiece of feeling so good and then immediately feeling so bad. We fast forward to Black Friday.
I'm so happy.
It's exactly that.
I'm so sad.
We fast forward to Black Friday. I'll give you a date here just because we have to mark this in time. I don't know. November something, whatever day that was.
One of the darker days.
November 26th.
One of the darker days in Nebraska football.
Nebraska, after kicking a field goal to make it 21-9. This is I guess Iowa, actually. This is after Iowa kicks a field goal.
Yes.
To make it 21-9. It's 21-6. Nebraska holds Iowa to a field goal. We're in the fourth quarter here. And I know that we had kind of like mentally trained ourselves like, man, something bad's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. And Iowa's going to be that opportunistic team.
Something.
But it just kept going and going. It's like,
it was good.
I'm looking up at the clock and I'm like, Kirk, I don't know if you got enough magic today, man. I think it might be too late. It's 21-9 after Nebraska holds on a field goal. Nebraska takes over the football in the fourth quarter against rival Iowa on their home field, and their win probability reaches a season high in games in which they lost, 94.6%.
With a freshman quarterback.
All they had to do was nothing, really.
Literally nothing.
This is what I said after the game. All they had to do was nothing. They could have punted, and Iowa and Nebraska's defense, I think, would have been okay. I mean, field goals weren't going to win Iowa the game. Up until that point, they only had 3 field goals. Mm-hmm. That was it. I mean, Nebraska was doing everything was going to plan.
Just keep running the ball.
Run the ball, get a couple first downs. If not, like I said, punting is fine. You just can't have disaster happen. So what you're worried about is a punt being taken back on you like the Michigan State game and it flipping the game. Mm-hmm. Instead, the punt didn't even get off the foot and it gets blocked.
Oh, it got off the foot. It went straight up in the air.
I guess it got off the foot. It got tipped quickly getting off the foot. Blocked, making it 21-12. Nebraska has several more chances to close this game out.
Still have a chance.
Just several more chances to close out the game from there. So after the block, so 94.6 you're sitting at after Nebraska receives on the ensuing kickoff after Iowa got the field goal. After the blocked punt, which made it 21-16, Nebraska is still sitting at, with the ball, in the fourth quarter with an 81.6% chance to win.
You still really like that.
Yeah, you feel, you just, at this point, it gets more crucial that you extend drives, mm-hmm. which they did not have the ability. This is where the fumble comes into play. Mm-hmm. On the messed up exchange, and you know, that win probability line graph goes from the bottom to the top awfully quick. When Iowa tied the game at 21-21, their win probability was 55%, and then they get down and ultimately punching in at the tail end of the game, 30 seconds left, and win it. Sorry.
Nebraska throws an interception right in front of the end zone.
These were our moments of the year. These were our moments of the year. Texter says, all the things nice I said about you, I take back. Thanks for bringing up these great. These are great. These are good things. I'm telling you, the initial idea with this exercise was to bring up the good things that happened. It just so happened that I just brought up six moments. Five out of six of those moments, the very highest of highs that you had throughout the entire season. I mean, first of all, five of them came in losses, but not so much that the game ended in losses, but they were immediately followed by something completely disastrous and out of nowhere happening.
The
punt taken back against Michigan State, the punt block against Iowa, the extra point being blocked
against Oklahoma.
These are all special teams plays, by the way. Keep this in mind.
Oh, they are.
These are all special teams plays.
Michigan isn't.
No, Michigan is not. Michigan's just an offensive fumble, which that's great.
Special.
This is supposed to be fun, guys. We're supposed to be having fun here.
Are we having fun?
Are we having fun yet?
Are you not entertained?
All right, that's our look back of the year. Maybe I'll feed these moments to Schaefer and see what was going through his head at the time, because he has oddly very good recall and all this stuff.
Yeah, he's good at that.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk about people opting out of bowl games. I don't know if I'm going to change anybody's mind on this, and that's not my goal too. But I want people to, I don't know. It doesn't have to be so black and white. I'll explain that a little bit next.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.